Welcome back to Trash Rehash, the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Survivor 45, the end. It's over, and it was quite the Survivor season. I'm going to go ahead and say that top tier modern Big Brother, oh my goodness, Survivor, because it was so good. It was so good.
Agreed. Cast, you know, final tribal winner, all really, really happy with it.
Yeah, the cast have been good, but this cast was especially good. This season had less twist than they have had, and the ones that they did have, they weren't as extreme, but still a little too twisty.
Yeah,
I don't think we're ever going to get away with that, get away from that.
Yeah. I think the no votes, there was too many tribals where I had to keep track of more than one person that didn't have a vote or lost their vote or were I really only think the loss of vote should be if you're playing the shot in the dark. It gets too confusing, and then I don't find it that exciting if 6 out of 10 people cannot place a vote. Like, I don't know. That's not fun TV for me at all.
Yeah. This season is the first season that we did have a successful shot in the dark with Caleb. What a great time that was. I loved watching Caleb play. It was fun seeing him back at the finale. I mean, not like we haven't seen him every episode, but to hear him like talk, I'm like, ugh, put him back on my screen. I don't know. I liked Caleb. But yes, that was like the one time that it actually worked.
Yeah. And I'm hoping we get another returnee season too. We've had, besides Winners at War, which was, I guess, you know, 5 or 4 seasons ago, but I don't need an all-winner season, but I'd love, like, a just all-returnees season, fans versus favorites, or heroes versus villains. I mean, we've got plenty of people now that we could have back. Plenty of people on this cast that I think would be great to come back.
Yeah, we haven't had because I wouldn't even count Survivor 40 all winners, you know, even because it's like, ugh, well, they won. Like, we want the people that haven't won. We want, you know,
second chances.
We want
game changers.
Game changers. Like, yeah, an all returnee season would be great. I don't like even when they just bring back a few returners.
I hate
like
that.
Do an entire season. I don't want a handful back to be targeted or to be just the leader, you know, and then it's just boring. But yeah, that would be really nice. We have had a lot of non-returnee seasons lately, and we've been able to build up some good people to return back from this season. Who would you like to see back, and who would you not want to see back?
From this season, I'd love to see Katara come back. Caleb, obviously. Kelly, for sure. But those are the only ones I could really see coming back and be fun to see them play. I don't want to see Drew come back. I'm sorry, I don't.
You don't want to see Drew or Austin?
I would like to see how Austin can play without having such a secure alliance
and a bunch of immunities
advantages.
Advantages. Yeah, he was stacked the entire time.
Which, I mean,
just easy mode.
Good for him. Which is also like a good gameplay too. He never had to really fret because he aligned himself with the right people. And when he thought he didn't, he had tons of advantages. So, it'd be silly to see him play a game when he doesn't have such like a cushy, surrounding.
Yeah. Would you not want to see Emily back? Or did you say Emily?
I like Emily, but I don't see her playing
You really
again.
don't see her coming back. I could see them bringing her back. I'm not saying
Maybe
I want that. I'm just saying I could totally see them bringing her back.
if there's a returning season, like let's say in the next year and a half, no, I think maybe in a couple of years, but I don't see her coming back right away.
Yeah, I could see them bringing Emily and what is his name? Oh, and Caleb back together in some way. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not in this show, but I don't know. She's a gamer, you know? Like they love their gamers like her. I could see Drew coming back just because he's so fucking whiny and would beg. Like, he's behind the scenes begging.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll play again. I'm pretty sure he said it because I was so happy when he got voted out. And when he's, and he was so salty about it. Oh my God, he was so salty. It was so funny. Because it was a real burp. And it was a true blindside. His cockiness leading up to the tribal council. And I mean, oof. Even Austin using his advantage on himself, like using the, like, I'm just gonna play it on myself and doesn't get any votes.
Oh yeah, and D being a part of that or kind of letting him go too was great because she knew he's not really aligned with me that well. I think that vote she played awesome. The Emily vote also awesome. I think that really helped her game, and not telling Austin was, I think, at the final tribal, really what from the edit set her apart from Austin.
Yes, that was it. Because he slipped up by letting the personal relationship get in between of his game, and she did it. But yeah, no, all that to say, I could see Drew begging to be back on the show. How he went out, how he was even at tribal at the final tribal, he was one of the few votes that went to Austin. It was Austin, Kelly, like
No, Kendra. It was Kendra.
Kendra, sorry, Kendra, not Kelly,
Which I was
sorry.
surprised.
I was shocked. I was like, what? Yeah, not Kelly.
Austin, I knew was going to be a vote for Austin.
I mean, Drew,
Drew was going to be a vote for Austin.
Bruce.
I could see either way him voting the right way or not. Yeah, Kendra, I definitely was shocked on that
I
vote.
was so shocked. I was like, really? But of course, Caleb voted correctly. Kelly did, but Kendra didn't. Bruce didn't. Emily did. That was, oh, there's Julian Gatora, of
But she
course.
was a
Yeah.
guaranteed for D.
D, of course. But it's just Cecil. I mean, I'm giving Kendra a pass. I don't need to see Kendra back on my screen. I do want to see Kelly back on. I could definitely see her on one. I would personally like to see Caleb, Keturah, Kelly. Honestly, maybe not so much Keturah. I really like Keturah, but she did make it to almost the end. I mean, if she comes back, cool, but I feel like Caleb and Kelly kind of went out early and a good, like, just like I feel like Emily kind of made it far enough, Drew made it far enough, Julie made it far enough. I mean, if they want to do something with them, fine, but I would like it for Caleb and Kelly.
Petora more just because I liked her as a person,
Yes, she's so great.
so me just being selfish that
Yeah.
I just like her as a person. I think gameplay wise, she just struggled to like really find that one person or group of people that she could like fully align with.
and
So,
trust.
yeah, which was hard. To say if she made it in the final three, would she have won? You don't know. But it just showed how much her and Jake did not trust each other at all. When she should have wrote Dee's name down, that vote that ended up getting Julie out. But I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to tell if she really, I mean, obviously she didn't really think Jake was going to play the idol on her. So I don't know. It's
I
weird.
think the biggest mistake was Jake not revealing to Katara, I'm going to play this idol on you. So we need to, like, or give her the idol, like, whatever, you know, like, or just say that I'm going to play it on you. Like, you have to trust me. But he didn't tell her that. And they have not. I mean, there. This is multiple times that Couture's kind of left him hanging now, you know, where he's actually reached out to her for trust. But I mean, I get it being in this game and like you're both at the bottom, and thinking like, oh no, you're gonna do whatever just to save yourself. But like, he was safe in that moment. I mean, I get because he has the idol in his hands, you know. But I get not believing that you're really gonna spare me and you're not gonna just like tell them. I mean, I don't know. Like, I get her not like backing out last minute only because he didn't tell her. But I think that was also the second biggest mistake was her just not putting that risk in
I
for.
think if they'd been kind of working together throughout the season, and then I would have been more, I guess, shocked that she didn't vote for D with Jake. I mean, they barely could really get a plan together, so I not shocked that the plan didn't work out because none of their plans worked out this whole season. So,
It's unfortunate because if let's say they got D out, then going into the next competition, who knows who wins? I mean, it was the stacking one, right?
yeah, and that one,
That D won.
shit, you
So
never know
it
what's
could
gonna
have been
happen.
Julie. Julie could have won that. Austin could have won that. Jake was winning that.
All of them
You
were
know,
close
yeah.
at some
So
point.
that could have been anyone's game. And if it wasn't Austin that won, Austin probably could have gone home. I think that if D would have gone instead of Julie, we would have seen probably a Jake, Katara, Julie final three with potentially a Julie win. I think if you're getting any of those Reba, yeah, the Reba four in the final, it's hard. Like at the at how far they went, but and I don't think that Julie necessarily played a stronger game than Katara, but I could just see because she has some guaranteed votes on the jury with Austin, D, and Drew,
Yeah, and she's got some
against any
immunity
of them, you
wins, you
know.
know.
Yeah, because she's not going against one of her fellow red, whatever they're. I keep saying Reba.
Reba.
Isn't it Reba? It is
Yeah.
Reba. Okay. it's been a while since they've said their.
Tribe names.
You know, they did say in their speeches, Reba four, when Drew asked about it, I was like, Drew, shut up. Stop talking about. He in the way that he, I'm sure you saw it going around on social media when Katara announced that she's actually a lawyer, and everyone was like, "Whoa, whoa!" and all excited, and Drew's like the only one that's just like
I
stone
know. It's
face,
like,
like not even excited, like
honestly,
nowhere.
I think if it was Julie and Katara and Jake, he would have been the only one voting for Jake at this
Oh
point.
my God, totally, totally. What did you think though about D's? I mean, obviously D wins. Okay, so whatever doesn't matter. It was close, but she won. Do you think she should have taken Austin to try to make sure she wins, or do you think she wouldn't have won it against Katara in the final three with Jake?
Jake, I still think I just don't really see a scenario where she doesn't win.
Yeah.
She controlled so many of the votes. She won immunity. I mean, people liked her. People were always telling her the other side's plan. I don't see any scenario if she's in the final that she doesn't win.
Even if, let's say, she puts, if it's, if they like win fire, to make it in. No.
I'm not even gonna start on the fucking fire thing. It's
I'm
stupid.
so over it.
Stop the final three. Has there ever been a vote for three different people when they've done the final three? No. The only thing the final person has ever done, which almost happened again this time, is be the tiebreaker.
Yep.
So it's. I'm sick of it. It's. Probably not fun for the fucking person that never gets a single vote. So get
Yeah, it's
rid
like,
of the final
why'd you
three.
even include me? I'd rather had a vote.
Or if you're still gonna do the fire making, I don't know, still do it, but just make that a one of the challenges and still have a final two. I don't know. But the fire making probably is never going away. We're always gonna have final three now, which is just boring. So, and oh, they made fire to make resume. Yeah, you guys make fire every day. So, how is it that impressive?
It's like,
Yes,
why
it's
don't we
fully.
make rice? Boil a pot of rice for me and let me taste test it. That's the challenge. Let Jeff taste it and tell you, yep, his rice is done.
I mean, it's still
So
like
stupid.
I always get like anxious watching it just because usually the person I like, I know, is gonna get booted off because of this, but I don't, I don't hear any fans or see any fans on Reddit, Twitter that say that they like the fire making twist at all. Everyone's done with it.
We only like it when it works in our favor, and that doesn't mean I want
Never
it,
does.
and it never does work in our favor.
It's been cursed since they started it in that Ben who ended up winning that
No,
season.
no,
And just
that
because he won the
was.
season, then everyone thinks that you need to make fire. Oh, should I give up immunity? No, you won immunity fair and square. You beat everyone else in a much tougher challenge than making fire. So.
I was also confused on why, which, let me, before I say this, I really actually like Jake. I know I didn't think he deserved a vote. I'm just like, I really did like Jake though. I would have given him a vote over Austin, but that's just me. But it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? TJ and Denise
Oh,
and
yeah.
Gabler, like, please, are we really going like those three? Like, oh, JT, sorry,
Oh,
or did I say
yeah.
TJ? I said TJ. JT. I was like, come on. I'm like, oh, we are not highlighting Gabler on my screen right now. I was like, why aren't these the three highlights of the throwbacks that were like,
Right.
anyway. What about Bruce? We haven't really talked about Bruce. I mean, he is a returnee, so he doesn't need to come back. Yeah, so he voted for Austin, which I am not shocked on. But I didn't really catch, did he have a question or anything? I don't really remember him talking much in the.
He must have, but like it wasn't anything in depth from, otherwise I kind of
Yeah.
would have remembered it, I feel like.
Yeah, production was like, no, we're good. We've
Didn't
heard
even
enough of you.
seem as if he wanted to be there.
Yeah, because he didn't win. Yeah, some of them just looked like happy to be still a part of the experience. And then you have like the Drews and the Bruces. Everyone else, though, happy to be there. I do love how the jury questions went. Like, it's always great from Survivor. They do it right. And you know, it's way longer than it is from the edited
It's
version,
not
but.
scripted, and it's not scripted. Or
Yeah.
a producer asked question on a card.
Yeah. Now, how do you feel about the after show being right away instead of waiting? Or even like waiting to find out if they won?
Just don't care to watch the after show anymore now that it's right
He's done the
after. They've
drinks.
barely had enough time to process. I think it's fun if you sure announce it on the island, they all celebrate, but then cut to present day, real reunion where you ask some of these questions that now you've watched the whole season, you can answer the questions. And I miss the old ways that Jeff would, bring the parchments with everyone's votes on it and read it
Yeah.
live. There's something about seeing them like reunite with their family and get,
And being all dressed up, like, all right. And then Jeff's taking it all the way back to the US. And yeah, it's. I liked when they did it. I think they started that during COVID, or I don't know. And but then I was like, I mean, I kind of maybe just take that back. That was something that was special with Survivor, and at that time, then everyone has been watching the show, and you can talk about it, and
And the
it's
people that
just
got
better.
kicked off before jury come back.
Yeah. But yeah, what about the people that have been kicked off jury? Where we got like Sabaya, who I liked her. I could see
I
her
loved
coming
her.
back. Obviously, we had some quitters. We had
Yeah. There were
Tatiana
actually,
quit.
she was like one of the only ones that actually got voted off and didn't be asked to vote off, get voted off. But
Yep.
Sifu.
Sifu. Oh, Jay. Forgot about her. Sean. Oh, and Brandon. Wow. Yeah, Hannah was was so funny. Yeah, we knew from the jump that there's gonna be a lot of people either quitting, injured, something, in this season. Not as crazy I thought it was as I thought it was going to be. Like, if like people are okay, I thought that there was going to be real injured people, but no, it was just like people that couldn't hang in. Did anyone in your family win the Survivor pool? I lost. You lost.
No, I think it was one of my dad's coworker. I think it had D and Austin or D and Jake or something
Damn.
like crazy. So,
Damn.
yeah.
The those good odds. Wow.
Very good.
Well, this was a great season. Do you have anything else you want to add or talk about?
No, this was, I know I've said the last couple of years, oh yeah, like I'm enjoying it. But this year, this season, minus a few people I didn't care for, really great.
Do you need those?
I love the 90-minute episodes. More time at camp, seeing more how they were planning votes to go. Really fun season. Excited for the next season that comes out like 2 months, so
That's so soon. That's crazy.
yeah.
Yeah, the long episodes are nice. It's hard for me to ever watch the show live though. So it's kind of like, okay, I really got to plan out when I'm going to sit down and watch a 90-minute episode, which I know it's like an hour without commercials or whatever.
But still, I get it.
But wow, it's like it makes such a difference. Just adding that extra time. So I don't think they'll ever go back. it could always stay like this. And even like the finale being like 3 hours, I was like, what the fuck?
It's long.
This is long. But yeah, it was great. And we are also, though, rehashing Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and Southern Hospitality and Southern Charm, which we have a huge finale coming up for Salt Lake, Real Housewives, and which would go into the reunion
And Southern Charm's
and Southern
finale.
Charm's finale. It's crazy. And we just got the reunion looks. Everyone looked great. I don't know if you checked out their
For
looks.
Southern Charm,
Yes.
no real misses at all.
Like I had eat. Let me just say, I expected Taylor to not be looking good. I expected myself to like, but she looked great. Everyone looked great. Everyone. And I don't say, let me just, the women. I'm not really looking at the guys.
Shep and JT, I was like, eh. But the
Yeah,
other
I could
guy,
see that.
but honestly, the guys never really look that crazy bad
Yeah.
because they just wear a suit.
Right. They're used to that. But Southern Hospitality, we are rehashing season two, which is airing right now, and it is great. It's not my favorite on right now, but it's in my top three because Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and Southern Charm are probably in that mix.
It's better than last season. Not my favorite of what we're rehashing, yes, but it's still new.
It's
So
so good.
they're still getting the kinks out, getting better at
Y'all
being
need to watch
on
it.
film. And then end of January is our precious Vanderpump Rules comes back.
Oh, have you watched the Secrets revealed thing on Peacock?
I did.
It was so stupid, but
It
I was
was.
like laughing at parts, like because of how dramatic Lisa Vanderpump is. Yeah, and they are just so profiting off this scandal. It's hilarious to me. But I'm ready for the new season.
Same. Have you heard anything about Rachel's podcast?
Yes, I heard, well, I keep up with that stuff because I actually am a little bit of Team Rachel over here, so I already have her podcast downloaded. But she posted like an episode or like a clip, like a clip or something, and her therapist or someone from her center told her to like take it down as maybe that it was like crossing lines of their treatment is what I was gathering. Is that what you also saw?
Someone on Reddit like transcribed like so I could just read about what she did was yes awful. I'm not denying that, but the way that people are still going hard, way harder
Especially on the
against
cast.
Rachel versus Tom. I mean, she stated, I don't think it would be good for me to be on out of respect for Ariana. I thought the way she said it, she's like, I know how awful it felt last season seeing James with his new girlfriend. I wouldn't want Ariana to, feel the same way. And the way people are like shitting on her for saying that, like, well, she must have got a new PR person. Maybe she
They're
did,
also
but
saying,
at least she's not being a narcissist about it. Like someone else who was a bigger part of this affair than her
Yeah.
because he was dating that Ariana for 10 years.
And who has a podcast with the word narcissist in it, in its title? Yeah, they're also fans are mad from what you just said that. And they're saying, oh, well, but you were in talks with Bravo about coming back and you weren't getting paid enough. I'm like, yeah, because I mean, you couldn't pay me enough to do that to Ariana, I
To
guess,
get one,
like,
also to get totally shit on by everyone. She
yeah,
pop, she ready,
like,
been shit on by the world. She knows everyone doesn't like her. Does she need to keep getting beat down for it?
But I get, like, there could be a price though for that, like,
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not
yeah.
gonna go do it for cheap if I'm gonna get
Right.
berated by Lala again or
Yeah.
Ariana or anyone else, or
Yeah, but
Sheena's gonna hit me
Sheena,
again.
I'm telling you, Sheena and Lala, especially Sheena, is still like those ones are the ones going the hardest, it feels like,
And
at her.
they're the
And it's,
ones
I
that,
think that Sheena punched her. So, like, what the fuck are
well,
you?
and the fact that they're like, she's profiting off of this.
You are too.
Literally, 6 months of your podcast was all about Scandoval.
Yeah, that's all that's the only reason why you got so many views.
I'm kind of, I'm doing like a rewatch of Vanderpump, but I just finished season 9. I didn't like Brock, but I don't think I paid attention to season 9 as deeply as I did now.
I
And
told you, he's the
he's
worst.
gross.
He's
In his
super
confessional
gross.
look, he already wore that past season, so he needs to get out
Yeah,
of the wardrobe. He's gross. He's money grabber. Sheena
I've been
also
on
always been
Sheena's ass
shitty.
for years.
Yeah.
I'm happy that Katie and Ariana are becoming closer. Because I feel like I know that Ariana and Sheena are the best friends, and they worked at
Best
Villa Rosa
friend.
together, best friend. But I'm happy that they're close now. Sorry, y'all. We've gone into a
We're
whole
rambling
Vanderpump.
now on Bravo, but
But yeah, so that's coming back in January. Can't
yeah.
wait. My mom also got me for Christmas the Singles as Fuck cocktail book. So
Fun.
I'll have
That'll
to
be
have
fun.
Jake make me some cocktails from Ariana's
Love
book.
it.
So yeah. But yeah, so that's the end of Survivor. It's been real. Anything else before we go?
No, just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.